This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's parasha, we find the confrontation of Yaakov Avinu with Esau. A lot of limud, a lot of things are learned from this parasha. How to address confrontation, bechlal. How does one react? Face of danger, fear, insecurity. We should learn from Yaakov Avinu, the Mahalach, of how he dealt with it. Ma'is Avis im Lebanim, Yafasi Chasin Shalavi Avis. It's all Torah, it's all Limud, every response, reaction Yaakov Avinu took is a lesson, L'dayris, how we are supposed to react when we're confronted. We're confronted. In Avada, there's two types of confrontation. There's the Ruchnius. Esav represents the Avera, the Yetzirah of Esav. It represents the actual danger, the danger of Esav, the Sakonis, Sai Ruchni and Sai Gashmi. I'd like to bring out how we see very much in the Mefarshim how Yaakov Avinu responds with Bitachin. The Chelik of Bitachin that Yaakov Avinu responds, and we should take this as a limut. Bitachin. Learn up from Yaakov Avinu. V'nemt mishvera matzav. How do we react to shvera matzav? Begin with a chazal. Chazal bring the pasuk, it's a medrash. Machzik b'oznei kelef over misaber ariv loy, a pasuk in Mishlei. Chavav yudzayin, they quote this pasuk. Machzik is to hold on to the ears of a dog. You're looking for trouble. Anyone who touches a kelev ra, and he gets bitten, he shouldn't be nishtaimim. He shouldn't wonder why he was avadi. Here's done a kelev, machzik, ba'ozne kelev. See, he's misaber ariv loy. He got himself into a fight that's not his. And this is Yaakov Avinu zong chazal. Yaakov Avinu in this week's parsha, from the way he deals with Esav in the beginning of the parsha, he is looking for confrontation. All the Mefarshim, Bali Musar, ask, Al Riv Lai Lai, Yaakov is confronting Esav. This is a war already that's been going on years and years and years. Esav is Mevakish Lahargai. How could Yaakov Avinu lose sight of the reality? The reality in front of him is that Esav is a tremendous danger. So Avada, the Pashup Shat is, Halach Ledarkai. Esav maybe wouldn't have come to you. What you go to Esav for? Ali Musar speak, Barichas, of Chaim Shmulevitz, as many shmuzin about this inyan. I'd like to discuss a Mahalach Avesai. Gebait an andere Chazalin, from words of Andri Bali Musa, what's the taich of Misaver al Riv Loi Loi? The fight wasn't his. He was looking and he was bringing on a fight that was not his fight. Al Riv Loi Loi. Interesting lashon of Chazal. Notice it doesn't say that he's being Misaver al Davashen Riv. In Duyik, the lashon of the Chazal, it's a beautiful lashon. Basically, it doesn't say that he was misaver al riv she'enai, that he concocted it in his mind. It was his illusion. It was his phobias. That's not what Chazal are saying here. What Chazal are saying is there was a riv, but the riv was loy loy. Maybe Chazal are saying it wasn't his fight. Not that there wasn't an issue, and if he would have looked the other way, there wouldn't be a story. The story's there. Yaakov Avinu, a kluge mensch. Yaakov Avinu didn't have illusions of the reality. But his fataych, and again, we're all aware we're small people, but we're just quoting the words of the Chachamim. Lamaisa was Mesavra Ariv Loi Loi. It wasn't his. Maybe the pshat is it wasn't his fight to fight. Whose fight to fight was it? Let's talk about another chazal. There's a very famous chazal. Vayivaser Yaakov Levadei. After the fight, Yaakov is left alone. Vayivaser Yaakov. Well, actually, before the Sar Shalesov, he's Vayivaser Yaakov Levadei. He's left alone, Levadei. The Chazal, the Medrash, tells us Levadei. It's a very interesting word, Levadei. We find the same word by the Rabbeinu Shleilom. V'niskov Hashem Levadei Bayoimahu. So just like it says by Yaakov Levadei, the Rabbeinu Shleilom Echad states Levadei. Reb Rechia B'Shem Reb Simon Amar Ein Kokeil. There is no one like the Rabbeinu Shleilom. Omika Kel Yeshua. Lamaisa state in Pasik. But there is. It's possible to be Kakel Yeshua. And how could a person be like Yeshua and like the Rabbeinu Shleilom? And the answer is Yisrael Saba. Yaakov Avinu was like the Rabbeinu Shleilom. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Ksibay V'Nisko V'Hashem Levadei. Ma Yaakov state V'Yavoser Yaakov Levadei. He was left alone. Was meint das? Yaakov Avinu, Zev der Rabbeinu Shleilom. Was meint das? What does it mean? Vayivasa Yaakov Levadei. Yaakov reached the Madrega of Levadei, which is Veniska Vashem Levadei. Rabbi Ruchem, in the Das Torah, is a whole Arichas. Yaakov Avinu, and of course, Ganz Klal Yisrael, has to learn a yesod. We're alone. What does that mean, we're alone? Our chashivus, our greatness, is who we are, and it's not dependent on anything else. And he brings the pasuk, Hein am levodot yishkein, uvagoyim lo yischashav, that Yaakov Avinu didn't have to come on to nobody. Yaakov Avinu, and he speaks about the union of Chukeseim Leisei Lechu, and this is Yaakov Avinu Levadei, Veniskav Hashem Levadei, just like the Rabbeinu Shleilom doesn't need to come on to anyone, he's HaKol Yachel. Rabbeinu Shleilom's greatness is not dependent on anyone's recognition or anyone's admiration. Yaakov Avinu was Levadei. It's a long Shmuz Rabbeisai, it's a Tifa Shmuyas. It needs to be learned be'ilun like all other Torah from Rabbi Ruchem, as well as all other Torah from what we learn on the Gemara. It's the same Torah, the same Lamdus. See, Lamdus Shereid Rabbeisai. I'd like to bring it in one Nekuda, so to speak, palatable. We should be able to have from it the hair. I'm like the Eved. What does it mean? I'd like to say a taich rabbeisai. When a person thinks he's levadei, when a person realizes that he's alone, and that he can't rely on anyone, then he has who to be with and who to rely on, and that's levadei the Eibishter. V'niskov Hashem levadei. Where is the Rabbeinu Shleilom? It's levadei. In this world, we don't see. It's very hidden. But when you take everything away, Hashem's greatness shines forth. The niska of Hashem, exalted. The Eibishter becomes exalted, levadei. When does the person reach that madrega? The same thing is when he's also Vayivasa Yaakov Levadi, when he's alone and he knows that he has no one who to rely on. The Niskav Hashem Levadi, and that's the Yisai that we'll talk Barichas of Ein Eid Levadi. Yankiv Avinu, by being Levadi, came to the Madrega, the Havana, the Hakora of the Niskav Hashem Levadi. It's alone, it's Ich mit Rabbeinu Shleil. Under Rabbeinu Shleil mit Mir. It's a very, very beautiful Dehera boy sign. Think about it. When a person, a Yid, Befrat, recognizes that he's Levadi, that he can't rely on others, it is then that he starts to see v'niskav Hashem Levadai, that it's only the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and he's the only kayach, and he's the only one that could do for you. Vayivaser Yaakov with the Levadai, reaching the madrega of v'niskav Hashem Levadai. Adeda Zatzal found in a sefer Vani B'chazdecha B'tachti, quotes a vart from Isaiah. Very nice vart. On the pasuk of Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches Vani B'chazdecha B'tachti, it says over there, Toiv Lachsois Bashem Mifteach B'adam. It's good to trust the Rebbeinu Shleilam more so than having trust in a person. So he brings from Isaiah the Zatzal of Kasha. But that's the greatest chidushim from David HaMelech. That's what I need David HaMelech to teach me, that a person should have bitachin in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and as on the bitachin in a mensch. This is already the chidush in Tilim of Teiv Laksis Bashem if Teich Ba'adam. But the Zayde gezakt Amere de Gevot. Toiv lachsois Bashem. You know when I realized that that's toiv lachsois mi v'toyach, when I started trusting other people. When I was relying on others, then I came to the hakara of toiv lachsois Bashem. Yankiv Avinu reached the darga of Ayivoser Yaakov Levadi, that he understood that it's he alone, and when it's he alone, it's v'niskav Hashem Levadai, tev lachsois Bashem if toyeh ba'adam. He can't rely on anyone. There is no one who's going to be able to take care of the issue. Only the Rebbeinu Shleilam alone, ein oid milvadi. Tev lachsois Bashem. Rabbeisai, I want you to know, every year through his life, he's going to learn this lesson. You will learn this lesson. And as Rabbi Yeruchim would say, I've said this over many times, and my Zayda told me Rabbi Yeruchim gave a shmuz in the mirror. And he said that lessons that a person is supposed to learn in life, it's kedai for him to learn it quickly, because if he isn't going to learn it today, he's going to get it on his plate tomorrow. And he gave a very nice marshal to this. I went searching through the Svarim of Yeruchim. I couldn't find it anywhere, but I've heard it so many times in the Zayda that maybe they didn't want to print it. It's a gewaldige meise, a gewaldige mashal. Yeruchim used to say over a mashal that a person once walked into a restaurant and they gave him a plate of meat. The meat was obviously, it saw better days. So he calls the waiter over. Now again, Rabbi, this Rabbi Yeruchim said this in the mirror. So we definitely could listen to the mashal and the musar. So the waiter comes over and he he was in the kitchen, he knows exactly what the issue is. So he tells him, Tayre Freind, my dear friend, I want to give you good advice. You better eat it. Because if you don't eat it today as a plate of meat, you will get it tomorrow in the blintzes. If you don't eat it tomorrow in the blintzes, you're going to get it in 3 days from now in the kreplach. So this meat will eventually be eaten. You will eat it. You might as well do it 2 days earlier than 2 days later. Rabbi Yeruchim said that this is a lesson in life. A lesson, you're going to get it. The smarter people take it early. Sometimes it takes a whole life to learn what people learn quickly. You know, there's a very nice maestro. They say over from, I think it was Rav Margolis, one of the Friedrich of Poiskin from Europe. He was a tremendous Goyen. They were poor. They had no money. The most expensive thing in the house was a vase for flowers. They had a very beautiful vase. The wife loved that vase. The maid was late, was negligent. She was sloppy. She broke the vase. His wife came home. The Rebbetzin came home. Oh, she was mamish. She was taken. So she turns to her husband and she tells her husband, I don't understand. You don't have any reaction to the fact that the most expensive piece of furniture in the house was destroyed. You don't care. You don't have any emotion. She says, I don't understand you. Respond. He says, you know what? I will respond. In 3 months from now. Come back to me in 3-4 months and I'll respond. Kitza, after 3 months, she more or less forgot about it, right? He turns to her and he says to her, the vase? Took her a second. No, the vase. So, still bothers you so much? No, all right. Akapara. So he says, you see, I'm a big guy. I got to where you got to after 3 months right away. You see? Ich hab gich. The mailer where you're holding after 3 months, I got there right away. The mailer, ich hab gesagt, gleiche von der Akapara. They say the lessons of life. If you're smart, you get them very fast, quickly. If not, it takes time, but you'll get there. And the lessons is are Tayv, Lachsis, Bashem, if Teyach the Adam, you're gonna realize that there is only one kayach that a person could rely on in this world, and that is Ein Oiv Luvadi. I'd like to tell you over a beautiful thing that I saw caught my eye, a pellet, a Dovishal pellet. Nalenu, we say, V'yadata yoyim v'ashevesu lovecho, ki Hashem hu alikim b'ashamayim imal v'aloretz mitachas. Ein oid. What does ein oid mean? So ein oid pashut means, ki Hashem hu alikim, there's no other alikim besides the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Shlo says, no, that's not the Taich. So when you say Alenu, you could remember the Shlo that says, ein oid means there is nothing besides the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It doesn't mean there is Ein Oid. There is no other God like the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ein Oid means there is nothing. It's all a facade. It's all a mirage. There's nothing. What you see and what you think and what you think are keches and it's all the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's all the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ein Oid. Bashamayim imal valos mitachas. It's Ein Oid. He says a peladic thing. He brings from Svarim, from the Kamarna, that brings from the Baal Shem Tov a skula, so to speak. People love skulas. Here you got a skula from the Baal Shem. And when a tzarech has v'shalom comes on a person, he should view the tzarech that it's the Rebbeinu Shleilam that is dressed up in this tzarech or this person that's causing me the tzarech. And it's definitely going to go away, the tzara. That when a person sees, in business, said the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and it's grada mislabish, and this person, and this situation, and this scenario, it is going to fall away. And he gives a gewaldige mashal. It's such, touched my heart, Hafeza. A beautiful mashal. He brings from the Baal Shem a mashal. He says, Amal, there was a father who wanted to play a game, a trick, to scare his son. So he put on a costume of a bear. And he comes and he starts, I don't have to play it out for you, right? The kid was all mefachid, he was all terrified, you hear? All of a sudden he looks, the tatas in the chlamish came bear, bear went bear. So the trick was over, so it's done. Zak the Baal Shem, the Zelda Zach, Haflo fella. Alright? Then when a mefached, he's afraid, Esav, who Esav? It's not Esav, does the Rebbeinu Shleim. So this is all very nice, beautiful. Let's hear how he learns up the Pasuk. Shame be galt. So if you look at the Pasuk, it says, Kira'isa lekim. What does the Sar of Esav tell him? You saw the Rebbeinu Shleilam panim el panim. Vatinatzel nafshi. What do you mean? Ra'isa lekim? What's this lekim? So Pashit, it means, because the Malach is the Malach Elikim. He says, no. He didn't see it as the Malach. He saw it as Elikim. He saw it as the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's not the Malach. It's Meredik. It's beautiful. When a person is confronted by something, he's supposed to view it the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's all the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ki ha'isa pneil, ha'isa likim panim el panim. Vatinatzel nafshi. That's how you're going to save yourself. Any difficult situation that comes, and if a person does that, then enochanami what? Then he will be able to take the tzara away. I believe Rabbi said, "This is the pshat in the Chazal." Misaver hariv loy loy. It wasn't his fight. It was the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Rebbeinu Shleilam was there to protect him. The fight was the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and the protection was supposed to come from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Misaver ariv loy loy. He didn't get it. He thought it was him, that Esav is attacking him. Esav is not attacking him. I lamaisa, Esav is attacking him. Yeah, that's what it looked like. It looked like Esav's attacking him. But it was the Rebbeinu Shleilam who was testing him. And how was it supposed to go away? It was going to go away that the Rebbeinu Shleilam was going to take it away. It's interesting. Lemaisa, lemaisa. Why did Esav change his mind? It's interesting. I always thought about it. Mikara my kasavar, safe my kasavar. No, I don't understand. He was coming prepared for war. Could you imagine a person that's prepared for war and he sits on the thing and he comes there and he goes, you know what? Nah, I changed my mind. Nah, leave it alone. Nah, forget it. Laws up. No, Yidalach, maybe you can help me on this one. I don't know. I always say, Ichabli Pashib Shad. Pashib Shad. So the Pashib Shad is, I don't know, something, there was some brotherly love there, something, I don't know. There's a love-hate relationship. Ach, Esav, if you're raising your hand, I can't figure it out. Do you think I can figure out Esav? I can hardly figure myself I should figure out Esav.
Esav have a history of doing things like
yes, that. Maybe, I don't know. Chvevshe, chvevs, miadachim, miadesav, beisalevi, chvevs, it could be. You know, Rabbi Esav, the real pshat is, you know why he changed his mind? Because they have to Abish to come out. That's what it is. This is the way it is. Lama, in Hebrew, when I grew up, my mother always used to say an expression, Lama kacha. That's the way it is. For the same reason he came, it's Riv Lay Lay. He came to Yankiv, the Abish that I'm geschickt. Memeil, the Abish that I'm avekinu. That's what it is. It's a Riv. Loi, loi. Lama? Kacha. Hazei is this. Hafla fella habezai. Matzavim. Fall away sometimes in ways that we couldn't figure. What happened? Just this disintegrated. It just fell away. Yeshua Hashem is keherefayin. Why is Yeshua Hashem keherefayin? The Sfarim say, because it has to be the stop button. It's on and it's off. Because if there's anything else in it, then you could start saying, well, the stomach has to do with this. The stomach has to do with that. The stomach has... If all the nekudas come together, no, it does. It's terrifying. There is nothing that brings it about more than the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Kate sam lachayshich." It's time to stop. And this is a lot in the Kate's with Yosef. We're going to learn this. Kate sam lachayshich. It just stops out of nowhere because the Rebbeinu Shlom said it should stop. Mishamalei lamidai yom lutzer Yosef. That's what it is. It's time that the Rebbeinu Shlom says. And I want to tell you a big yisayr, Rabbi Yosef. Part of what Yaakov Avinu prepares himself to Esav is tefillah. We know this, right? One of the Dairin, right? Melchama and tefillah. Rabbi, I want to give you a big insight. What is tefillah? Let's learn what was the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu Takah. Let's learn up the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu as he prepares for Esav. Ayayim Yaakov ilke avi Avram ilke avi Yitzchak Hashem oimer ilai shuv la'artzcha l'mav eitiva imach katoiti mikol ha'chasad mikol ha'emes asher sis adek imach levas yadin hatzileini no v'hato amart again. You told me, hey tiv eitiv imach, tell me, you know people who could talk to the Eibush still like that? You promised me. Das mit zugesagt. Eitiv. First of all, you know, he contradicts himself a little bit. Katayinti mikalach sadim. And then he says, Vatamarti, you owe it to me. And it's a shtick lapella, no? It's pasta klein ingale. My kids talk to me like that. Right? You promised me. I don't deserve it because I did it. Yeah, but you promised me anyway. Katayinti mikalach sadim. In the same sentence, Katayinti mikalach sadim. And then he says, "Eitiv, eitiv." This was tutzachata. This kasha bothered me for a very long time. Now, vad, I know all the Torah, ketayitim kolach sadim, right? Shemagarim achet, and again, the answer. Okay, so what's lemais in the same sentence? You can't come and say, "I don't deserve it, but I do deserve it," right? Okay. I saw this year pshat from a Rebbe of mine. A sefer came out recently from one of my Rebbeim, Reb Chaim Mintz, the Mashgiach in Staten Island Yeshiva, a beautiful sefer called Eitz HaChaim. Now he doesn't address this kasha, but he addresses others on this tefillah, and he gives a peledik of teretz, Rabbi Yisai. He asks the kasha, why does he talk so much about all the past chesed? And then he says, a meyudik yisai. He says, what is tefillah? How does it work? I mean, l'chayre tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he decided something should happen. So how does tefillah change it? If a person deserves whatever he got, what keach does tefillah have to change that? So he brings to the Mabit that asked this for a kasha. And he says, what is tefillah? Tefillah is to recognize that it's only the Rebbeinu Shleilam who could give it to me. So my bit in Shara Tfila Perik Beis. Be inyan atfila kel tzarch shiyeda onu v'yake koidin filosu leikov ki ein mi shiyach ulasa. He says shelosa. He has to know that nobody could fulfill his need. It's only the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Ki hu bares ha'oilam v'loi niskali lois v'lezeh tzarech lahakdim ulesad eshvachi shalmakim, says the Mabit. Therefore, you need to begin by talking about Hashem's kindness, Hashem's greatness, Hashem's goodness, because it's for the person to understand that if I get it, it's because the Rebbeinu Shloim is Toivu Meitiv. And that is the Yisayid of Tefillah, says the Mabit. Mabit says that a person must recognize, and the truth is, you look at the Shemoneh Esrei, we say this, Kikel Melech Gadol, right? Kikel Melech Seleach. We end every bakasha because you are the great one who. Because a person must be makir that the hatava comes to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and that is tefillah. And then he says, and he brings from the Eitzer HaTefillah something peledik. The tefillah does nothing. It's a davar shel pel. I saw it. I was taken back by it. Because the Mabit, I knew this. That's my bread and butter, as they say. This is what I deal with all my life. It is giving drashas about bitachon and tefillah. Tefillah to me was a chiddush nifla. I have to read it for you inside. Hatefillah like sigrim shvino yitmura beratzin Hashem l'shanis l'toy v'adam espal. The tefillah does not mean anything. It's not the tefillah that does it. Because the Rebbeinu Shleilam and his will cannot be changed. It's a Dover Shulman. If you think about what he's saying, the Mitzias is that the tefillah cannot change a Rotzen. Hashem's Rotzen is greater than the tefillah. So then what's the Pshat? Tefillah is supposed to change the person. That when he changes himself to recognize that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a Toivu Meitiv, that understanding changes the matzav. Ki Hashem yizbarach muchan mezumin tamid leitiv lebriyos of aholchim bedrachov. The Rebbeinu Shlom is waiting to be mated with the person. The hatov is all ready. Just come and get it. It's there. Take it. So what stops us from taking it? Because we're not makir. So it's us. Now, we don't have the ability to get to that hatov. So the minute we daven and we recognize everything is einoid mulvadai, it opens the door that we should be able to what? Get the good that's there. And that is why, says Reb Chaim Mintz, Yankiv Avinu is davening, because he's davening, kadosh is tefillah, atom, marte, eitav, I know it's there. I'm not complaining. I'm not coming and telling you, you owe it to me. I'm telling you, the pain is loyal. I recognize it's there because you said it's there. And I believe and I trust. And the Melam is followed to the pain is loyal. Katointi. And I think this is what he means. He doesn't say it, Rebbe. If I say good, I'm sure you're happy that I'm moistening your words. The problem is me. Notice the lashon katointi mikol achasadim. It's something's missing here. Katointi mikol achasadim, and the answer is katointi. It's me that maybe isn't able to get to the chasadim. And we find that there was a takatayin on Yankiv. There was a chasar bitachin. That's good for what Chazal are telling us. Shema Gorim Achet Aleph Regedoch Dekash Shema Gorim. But he said Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. Something's wrong. Again, there's a paradox. Didn't he just say Love and Garti Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti? No. And then all of a sudden he turns around. Shema Gorim Achet. So the truth is, the simple teretz is Vasezak to Esav is Nishdizal Vazak Vasezak to Levein Ishleil. Right? Esav, you tell him Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. So the Venish knows better, right? Right? That would be the answer. But maybe he's saying a different thought. Katainti. I became small, Mikola Chasadim, because it needs a tremendous bitachin to get to that. And Hogufa, maybe he didn't have that bitachin. Again, and I don't mean our levels of bitachin, trust me. Trust me. We're not comparing ourselves in any way, shape, or form to Yankiv Avinu. But Chazal tell us this. Svarim say a beautiful word. I told it to you on the way in. And I didn't plan on saying it in this share, but obviously it was Bashart because you asked me the Kash. I answered you and this came out, so now it's in the share. Vayira Yaakov Ayetzer Loi. I remember my Zayu Seof Chassidish is Svarim Mestom. If I'm not mistaken, what was Vayira? What was he afraid of? Vayetzerloi, that it bothered him. Okay, that was Gufa the Vayira. Yankiv Avinu, Vayira, because Vayetzerloi. Why was he scared? What was he scared about? But this Rabbi said, "I made it to Gishtikel from Briskerav." I see the time. Fasten your seatbelts. We're coming in for landing soon. Okay. There's a meiridik of Riskerav. Meiridik. Riskerav. Riskerav when he was in Europe, they wanted to confiscate his dinar. Welcome to the world of Russia, of Mother Russia. They wanted your dinar, they took it. Briskarov had a bigger dinar than average. And they wanted his dinar. So the family was scared. No dinar means you live in the streets. You go to Sibir. There was no... Briskarov said, don't worry about it. They're not going to take your dinar. So I said to him, what do you mean? It's the nicest dinar on the block. They got to take it. And he says, no, they won't. They won't take it. And he told him over a pshat in this week's Pasha, but he said, Hafla fell. Hafla fell. You notice after he finished with Sari Shalesov, it says that you were able in Elikim Vanoshim Vatuchal, and you were able to withstand. Tell me, where is the Anoshim? Still didn't happen yet, Frank the Briskarov. Kisarisim Elikim Samir. But didn't happen yet. So far he fought with Elikim, he fought with the Malach, but the Adam didn't happen yet. He says like this. You notice that when they were fighting, Chazal say that the earth, it was so much sand that it went all the way up to Shemayim. The Avak went all the way up to Shemayim. What is the theatrics? It's so important to know that they fought with such a Havez that the earth went up to Shemayim. You have to give us an illustration of such a fight that the earth was went up all the way up to the sky. Sag Briskarov, no, there's a lesson. It's symbolic for something. Briskarov, that the fight is not in this world. Yet the fight is in Shemayim. And if you win in Shemayim, then you won in this world too. If a person is matzachein by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he will be matzachein by all the enemies as well. Mela Zok Briskarov, that's why he was able to have the haftocha, ki sarisa melikim and melitz vanoshim vatuchel. It's going to be that way too. In advance, it was known that he, and you see, Taka, what happened after the fight with Esav, which was a ruchniyazdika fight, the fight with Esav, the person, fell away, which is really what I brought out. What happened to the fight? And the answer is, It fell away. The fight Memela fell away. Because the Sarisa Melikim was there. Memela v'adam v'tuchal. It's you're going to be okay. You already won the battle by winning the Ruchnius that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says Matzachein. And Kachava, he never lost the Dira. And nobody knows why. Every time they would come, they would say, we'll get back to you. We're looking into something else. I don't know. Briskarov never lost his dira. Wrote down an old Briska Tyrus for him. I'd like to end with two nekudas, Rabbi. The first is a vort from the altar. That's in Madregas Adam. And the second is the altar from the Vardik. And the second is a story from the altar. We say, before we take out the Torah, Ki l'cha levad batachnu, Melech Kel Ram V'Nisa. What is Kilecha Levad? Again, you see the same Nekuda, Kilecha Levad. What are we telling the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Rebbeinu Shel Olam, see that my only bitachon is you. I'm not doing any other bitachon. I don't have any other security. Only the fact, Lecha Levad Batachnu. Zok Da'alta from the Vardik, Mashalamu Adav Adayma. An Ani comes to an Asher. You know why he doesn't really give him a big check? Because he thinks, there's so many other Ashirim. Okay, so I'll give him a little bit and go weiter. But if the Ashir says the Altav in the Vardik, sees that the guy is not going to anybody, and he doesn't want to, and he's only relying on him. So what does he do? The Lesbray has Rachmanis in the guy. He gives it to what he needs. We tell the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we're not going to try any other avenues. So you got to do it for us. You got to be nichra. I'm relying on you to the point that I'm not going anywhere else. As Ezekt, the Alta from the Vardik. So I want to tell you of a Meidik and Meis, and this will end. Zayda told to me, I've seen it over the years in different Sfarim. It's a Meis of the Alta and the Vardik. Person came to the Alta from the Vardik, and he tells him that he has a child that's sick. It's a problem. So the Alta and the Vardik says, you know, for 100 ruble, which I would say, let's say $100,000 today, okay, just to give it to you, I think we can get the big doctor from so-and-so. Are you willing to pay? We'll put the money together. He said, Father, for my kinder, yes, Rebbe, yeah. We'll go get this big doctor. The guy starts writing out the place. I don't know if there were checks in those days. Forgive me if I don't know the details of the exact money part of it. Never good money. Okay? Whatever it is, he's starting. So the Alta says, Gevald the Great, okay. Let's get to the minion together. Come, let's go. And let's say Kaddish. And Amen Yeheshme Rabbah. The guy's looking at him. They're going to get the doctor? He says, No. This is it. Shtetach and Chazal Kala'ina Amen Yeheshme Rabbah B'chol Kaychei. Kaynin Leik Zardinei. The father started to... You know, Rebbe, it's a good tzach on me, Yeshay Rabbe, so it's $100,000. You see? It's nishke chapt, that the tefillah is worth just as much as the doctor, if not more. Now go back, and you got to daven. That's how you have to daven. $100,000, that's the gezalt for the doctor, that's verstehen itself. Now, it's a great madreges, what they say. He's a big madreges. But on a simple level, we're going to have to learn this one time or another. And that is, Einayt Mubadeh. It's only through tefillah. And things they just disappear. Problems go away. Because that tav is all there. It's always there. Hein am levodet yishka v'agoyim lo yischashav. And I give this, so to speak, as a homework. What does that mean? Does it mean that in the UN they don't like us? Maybe. A lot want to learn that that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Hein am levodot yishkei, we live alone. V'agoyim lo yischashav, maybe that's Rabbi Yeruchim's daher. V'niskav Hashem levadei, the Yidden are alone and they... But the way we're learning, V'niskav Hashem levadei, hein am levodot yishkei, v'agoyim lo yischashav, they can't rely on the goyim. V'agoyim lo yischashav. They shouldn't be mischashav with the goyim and rely on what they get. And the security that they're getting from the goyim, because it's not going to be there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.